We got home from the law heat on Sunday afternoon, really, really happy, really, really excited that we got to bring our babies home. And all of a sudden, we went for the next feed. And as soon as we fed Olive, she just completely vomited everything. Then she kind of, you know, went right back to sleep. And then we had to wake her up again for the next feed a couple hours later. And same thing, we violently vomited everything that we gave her back up.
Hold on, like there's no tomorrow. There can be no sorrow right here where we stand.
Okay, starting to get a little bit more worried. We were checking her diapers, still no major milestone poop or anything like that. So my wife called HealthLink, called 811 and kind of told them what was happening. They told us, yeah, take her into the hospital right away.
And some will say that we're sure too far.
So we took her into the children's hospital, explained to them what was happening. They took her in, they started checking her temperature, and they noticed that her temperature was lower than what they would have liked. So they brought down an incubator bed, they got her in there, and they started to warm her back up. And then, so they hooked her up to an IV, they hooked her up to a heart rate monitor machine, and they noticed that her heart rate was starting to drop, but they thought that her oxygen levels were dropping as well. Basically, all of her vitals just started dropping kind of all at once.
The world will mend, and the fight will end. Love will always win.
Her lips actually started turning blue, so it was quite scary. Kind of looking back on it now, if we wouldn't have got her there when we got her there, I don't know if she'd be with us today, just because her oxygen levels just dropped so quickly to the point where she couldn't breathe on her own. And so yeah, it was just a complete whirlwind. The machines were going off nonstop between the heart rate and between her oxygen levels. So on Monday morning, we got transferred to unit 2. Luckily, because they were twins and because Jocelyn was breastfeeding, they allowed us to bring Cash in with us, because with the COVID restrictions and everything, you're actually not allowed to have siblings at the children's hospital right now. So we were lucky enough to be able to have Cash with us.
No way over it. No.
We were lucky enough to hold her. We had to be really careful with the multiple tubes and everything that were going in her, but we really needed that as parents, just to be able to hold her.
Fight for love.
We tried to get some sleep that night around, I think it was around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. We woke up and the machines were going absolutely crazy.
The world will bend.
All the alarms of everything, her vitals were just tanking again.
Love will always win.
All of a sudden, I couldn't believe how many people were in that room and how quickly they got there. They were doing checks and they couldn't figure out what was happening or why her vitals kept dropping, especially with the oxygen. That's when they started asking us, have you ever had any sudden deaths in the family? That really just kind of shakes you to the core. It's really hard as a parent when you get asked a question like that to not go automatically to the worst case scenario. It's really hard. Am I going to lose my little girl? I know I had to actually leave for a little bit and had to kind of go for a walk. And I just remember praying to God that he would help save our girl. So they kind of got her vitals back to where they should be a little bit. But that's when they decided that they were going to transfer us down to the NICU. We were both just sitting there trying to support each other. Both of us had tears streaming down our faces. One of the doctors in the NICU, he kind of walked over to Olive's bed and looked at her and kind of checked the machines and kind of did it kind of once over. And he came over and he just very calmly looked at us and said, I think she needs a little bit of caffeine. It's going to help her heart rate for sure. And I think it'll build up some strength in her body that she can maintain oxygen levels and everything on her own. And they started giving her caffeine. So we were shocked ourselves. And my wife actually, she goes, yeah, it's funny that the one thing you didn't want me to have when I was pregnant is the thing that saved our daughter's life. Throughout this time, the entire time in the emergency room on the Sunday night, all day in unit 2 on Monday, still hasn't had a poop yet. So they gave her a suppository at that time. After the suppository, I think it was a couple hours later, finally the poop came. Like, I mean, you know, a lot of parents don't like changing diapers, but I'll tell you what, we've never been so excited to see a poop in our life, high-fiving and hugging each other, and just, you know, it's like winning the lottery finally when our daughter pooped. They told us that the caffeine would take a little bit of time to kick in. We started to notice that, okay, the machines aren't going off as much. The alarms aren't going off as much. Her oxygen levels were really starting to improve. She's keeping her formula or breast milk down. No way over it. At that point, the next day, they started to increase her feeds. So, you know, things were going really well. And at that point, they transferred us back to Unit 2. So yeah, once we kind of got back to Unit 2, things just, they just gradually improved day by day for her. It was almost like she was starting to figure out now how her body worked and how everything was supposed to work with her. Yeah, the doctor came in and she said, if you guys want to go home, I'm comfortable enough letting you guys go home. And I think that was pretty much one of the happiest days that we've had since they were born. We were finally going to be able to take our daughter home. You know, you can't thank somebody enough. They literally cared for all of, like, she was, you know, their own daughter. You can't thank somebody enough for helping save your daughter's life. I honestly think it was part of God's plan for us to go home so that we could go to the children's hospital with her. It's a place that you never wanted, but you are so glad that it's there when you need it. You think your world is ending, but they're there to help you in whatever you need. It's an amazing place. The nurses that we had, the doctors that we had, treated all of like their own daughter. Like I said, yeah, it's almost like a bad dream. It's like, were we really there? Like, did we really need that stay? But we, you know, we did. Love will always win. I truly believe that if we wouldn't have brought her into the emergency room when we did, we wouldn't have our daughter right now.